Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. You can reach us by calling 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Tonight we'll be talking about respect and loyalty. Do I have any callers on the phone? Hello, caller. I have a caller on air with the phone number ending in 4944. Can you say hello to Street Talk listeners? Okay. I see that that caller has dropped. We have a few rules on Street Talk. We do not use profanity. We mute our lines when anybody else is talking. I ask that you all respect each and every one of the listeners as well. Those are the rules that we have on Street Talk. And on tonight, we're going to speak about loyalty and respect. How are you all on tonight? Hello, callers. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. On tonight, I wanted to speak a little bit about. On tonight, I wanted to speak a little bit about loyalty and respect. On tonight, I wanted to speak a little bit about loyalty and respect. I had a couple of people this week that I did a little blog talk. How I do every week. I go online and I ask all the callers what they would like to speak about. So this week, it was very interesting that everybody was saying that they had situations to where people were not being loyal to them and not respecting them as people, you know. And I know we've had several shows about loyalty and respect, and, you know, and we spoke about this before, and a lot of people are still not respecting each other and still are not loyal to each other. And I know it's a lot of different things that's going on in the world on today where people are not doing different things as far as respecting each other and things of that nature. I have a couple of callers online. Would you all like to speak about loyalty and respect? Caller at 3657, how do you feel about loyalty and respect? Have you had any issues this week where somebody wasn't loyal to you?
No, well, in so many ways, but I'd rather not even talk about it right now, but I do know that a lot of people won't respect and don't even know how to give respect. And you have to give respect in order to receive it. It's earned. You have to earn it. You can't just respect because you walk around and you know you're going to get respect. You have to earn respect. And then you learn it. You're born, you know, when you raise, if you raise right, you know, you learn to be respectful anyway.
Yeah, respectfulness comes from the household, and you're taught respect and like you say you have to earn respect in order to get respect. I don't feel like you have to earn respect in order to get respect. I feel like everybody is brought, it depends on the way you're brought up, and I feel like the way you're brought up determines how much respect you have for another person in the world. And a lot of people are not brought up to respect different people and things of that nature. But in the Bible, it teaches you to respect elders, respect anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you're supposed to have a conscience.
Yeah, but you're not to be no fool, though. Fool. Hold on, that's why. I got a call. That's important.
Okay, that's fine. I have another call online, 4944. Have you had any issues about respect?
Yeah, I had some issues about this little female. Yes, she's not loyal to this game at all. She's very, I can't just say, because she's not, don't have no type of
No type of what? I didn't hear you. I apologize. I didn't hear you. You said she don't have any type of. Your call is breaking up, so I can't hear what you're saying. You said she's not loyal to the game, and you said she don't have any type of respect for you, or what are you trying to say? Okay, I guess I lost that caller. I have another caller ending in 4928. Tonight we're speaking about loyalty and respect on Street Talk. How are you? Okay, I guess all my callers are calling in and hanging up. Okay, well, I like to speak about loyalty and respect, and I guess everybody is scared to speak about loyalty and respect on tonight. People are not respectful, period. I feel like a lot of different people, one of the callers said you have to earn respect in order to get respect. I don't believe that you have to earn respect in order to receive respect. People are just supposed to respect you just for being a person. It depends on what kind of a person you are and the way that you was raised. And you're supposed to be raised in a way, you know, they say you raise a child in a way that you want them to go. And if you raise a child right, then when they become older, as teenagers and adults, they'll start respecting other people in the world. And that's just like with a child. If you have children in this world, you want to teach them good and bad. You want to teach them the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do. And at any time, they're supposed to know that they're supposed to respect everybody that they come into contact with, whether they like it or not. And, I mean, some people misunderstand the concept of respect. You can't make anybody respect you, of course. You can't go around and demand respect. You can't do that. I understand that issue. You can't demand anything from anybody. You have to already know what you're asking for. And I mean, you have to know how to carry yourself. And if you're being respectful yourself, then other people, I tend to believe, will respect you without you having to demand anything. And in the Bible, you ask for serenity. You ask the serenity prayer. You know, it says, God, please grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I feel like with that prayer within itself, it teaches you that you cannot demand anything from anybody. You have to go within oneself, look within oneself, and understand that nobody has to do what you want them to do. They're only taught to do what they want to do, and you can't demand it, but you want it, but you can't just pressure it on somebody. You can't pressure anything that you have on another person. That person has to want it. So with that being said, I understand that people in the world do different things for different reasons. And the reason a person does something does not determine the way that you accept things. A lot of people don't accept things right nowadays. People tend to lean to their own understandings on anything. And I guess that's the way life is, because we all have our own mind. And once you have your own mind, we're all created differently. And so with us all being created differently, you have to understand that that your thinking process may be different from the next person. So I feel like everybody should give us a consideration of how another person feels when they're saying something to them or when they're talking about something, because nobody... You cannot make a person feel the way that you feel or make a person understand what you're saying without telling them exactly what you feel. So with that being said, people have to understand things. I have two children as well that's inside the car with me that I talk to about respect all the time. D'Shay, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. Tell me your name.
No, my name is D'Shay Woodard.
And when I'm speaking to you about respect, what do I teach you about respect?
To respect everyone and don't go around demanding respect.
Okay. And what are some of the rules that you've learned? What do you learn? What have I taught you about like shortcuts in life? Because some people feel like they can just go around and just do whatever they want to do. What are some of the things that you've learned? How old are you, first of all?
12.
And what are some of the things that you've learned about like shortcuts and doing the wrong things as far as
that it always come back to hunt you, like. Whatever you try to get by with, it comes back. And when you think about it, you're like, oh, man, I did this or I did that.
Okay. And you think about it, that's called karma. That's called karma. And with you being 12 years old, I find it very amazing that you even understand how karma comes back to you. I have another person as well that's here with me at the moment that would like to speak. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Deshaun Larkin.
Okay. And how old are you?
14.
Okay. And what do you know about respect?
What I know about respect is, like, to have respect and stuff is actually to show the other person respect. Like, you can't just be going around actually trying to demand it. Like, it's, like, actually, like, on life and stuff. Like, you can't just be showing people that you dislike them and stuff. Like, you can show them that you have a real good respect for the person.
Okay, when you say real good respect for a person, do a person have to like you in the world?
No, not really. They don't really have to like you, but they still have to show you respect. They still have to show you respect as a human being.
Okay, and when you say they have to show you, are you saying that you have to demand it from them, or do you feel like if you show them respect, that they'll respect you back?
I feel like if you show them respect, then they should at least show you respect back.
Okay, and the way that you carry yourself is important, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I like that. Y'all have some very good answers. And I know that with y'all being teenagers, and things of that nature, people tend to try to kind of hurt y'all feelings and try to demand things from y'all as teens. And have y'all ever encountered a situation where a person tried to make you do something that you didn't like? How did you handle it? Okay, you can go ahead, Deshaun. What would you like to say?
When I was at my friend's house, I had gotten to an altercation with this boy and stuff, and, like, I didn't, like, really want to fight him and stuff, but at the same time, like, he had disrespected me and my little brother and stuff, and, like, I kept getting pressured into doing this and stuff, and, like, I had did it and stuff, and, like, I was really angry at myself for doing it.
What do you mean doing what? What are you saying?
For fighting, like.
For fighting. You had to fight.
Yes, I had to fight. I was really disappointed in myself for actually doing that. Like, I felt like I should have had it better. Like, I should have made a better choice. But still, I had made sure that even if I was giving in to the moment stuff, I still kept my composure.
Okay, so you said that somebody made you go outside of your character.
Yes,
people tend to make you go outside of your character when they do things that you don't like for them to do. But at the same time, you have to learn to keep your composure. You can't allow another person to make you get out of your character and step outside of your character. And, I mean, in life, people tend to make you do different things and make you feel different ways. But at the same time, you have to understand that life is what you make it, and you can't allow other people to hurt you and stuff like that. You have to just, you know, stay smart and deal with life issues as you grow up. And I mean, with you being 14 years of age, people tend to, y'all get in crowds of people, and they tend to try to make you all fight and make you all argue. And you don't have to argue and fight if you don't want to. So life has choices. And I'm glad that you said that you don't like to fight, but at the same time, you had to at that point. And I appreciate that you didn't get into trouble while doing so, but you know that you could have got into a lot of different trouble and things of that nature. And I'm glad that you said that that wasn't something that you like to do. And I appreciate you for sharing your story on tonight. I have no other callers at the moment. Like I said, we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. And we're 15 minutes into the show. And something that touched me this week that I wanted to share with Street Talk listeners, once you came into situations to where things become unbearable with you, you don't have to turn to negativity in order to make things pass. Sometimes you can just take time and pick up the Bible, and the world understands, and some people we have to tend to share with our friends on a day-to-day basis that God is the person who has the last say-so in life, period. Nobody else controls your destiny but you and God. You have to learn to pray and learn to listen to the things learn to understand the things that's going on around you. A lot of people don't pay attention to the things that's going on around them, so get different outlooks and stuff as far as our understanding and our coping skills. And it's not good when you go into a bad rage and rant and do things that's outside of your character. I feel like everybody should be given a chance to not go into being a bad person, but sometimes people bring you to being hostile, and they make you lose respect for each other and make you lose respect for yourself, your own self-respect. I mean, sometimes you can't keep your composure when you're arguing or fighting, or when you're upset, but you have to learn to keep your composure. Okay, and on tonight, Deshaun, if you would, please share with me the other situation that went on with you at the recreation center. I know that we're getting ready to start you a teen show on Thursday nights on Blog Talk. And we're going to have the teenagers to start doing teen talk. And I want you to just share with the world what went on with you at the recreation center to where you felt like the guys didn't respect you and he went through your backpack.
The rec center, it was just a normal day like regular. I was with my friends. And I had just showed up to the place, and I had went to go play basketball and stuff. And then I had saw two people up in the gym. I had saw my friend Roscoe and this boy Jaden. I was my friend Bryson was getting ready to leave. So I had went up in there, and I said hello to my friend and Jaden, and he had said, and they said, "What's up?" So after they was getting ready to leave and stuff, like my little brother and my friend wanted to play knockout. So we went to play knockout and we was just playing it and stuff. And then I had noticed that the boy Jaden had went in my backpack, and I had said, "Why would you go?" I told him, said, to sell my backpack and stuff. And he asked me for some money. I said, "No." I said, "You can't be going through my backpack and stuff while I'm doing something else." So he had went through my backpack. He had was going through my backpack and stuff, and I had told him to get his hand on my backpack. He took it out, and then, like, I was playing basketball stuff and still with my little brother until I had found out that my...
That what? Go ahead. You can go ahead and talk.
I had found out that he had stolen it because my little brother had informed me to check my bag, and I had checked it, and he was gone. So I thought that I was over-exaggerating at first because I had thought I had left it at the house, but then I had checked my bag, and then I had made sure that I had it in there, and then that's when they said
that it had, I had noticed that it had got stolen and the boy.
Okay, but go ahead and go into the respect part. Where did you feel like he lost respect to you?
It was when he had went in my bag and he was disrespecting my mother, even when she was just trying to tell him to at least wait on the police, that's all.
Okay, so I'm saying, like, he disrespected you by going to your bag. What do you think that you could have done as a teenager? What do you think that you could have done to make him not go inside your bag? What words did you say to him to let him know that he disrespected you at that point?
I had said, why would you go to my bag? I said, like, why would you just go through it? Like, you just go through it without even at least asking me or without my permission or anything.
I know, but I'm saying as a teen, do you find it that it's hard to make people respect you?
Yeah, it is, because mostly at our age and stuff, people don't really take us seriously.
Okay, when they don't take you seriously, what do you do at that point?
Because they don't take us seriously and stuff, like,
do you tell an adult? What are some of the things that you do?
Well, I would tell, well, to be honest, I would tell her the other stuff, but at the same time, like, there's, like, two things that goes on up in our minds. Like, when we either truly tell an adult or we just put our pride on the line.
So you feel like your pride gets in the way?
Yeah, like, sometimes when, you know, how people be stealing and stuff, like, I feel like even, like, you have, like, when you're in a certain moment, you have your pride on the line.
Okay, so your pride stands in the way. I have another caller at 5441. How are you on tonight?
I'm good.
Okay, we're talking about respect and loyalty. And Deshaun was sharing an incident that went on with him at the school, with some of the guys that's in his age group, and he felt as if the people were disrespectful toward him. They stole some things out of his backpack, and he's saying that their pride sometimes get in the way. That's just the same way it is with adults as well. Your pride kind of get in the way when it comes to things that can be settled without fights and without arguments. Sometimes pride get inside your way. So have you had any situation? What would you give him? What advice would you give to him?
To beat the people up.
No. Without violence, what would you tell them?
Like, what's some good advice?
Yo, things out of your bag, and you know they done took them. Now, what other than taking it back could you do? I'm not going to let nobody walk off with my stuff.
Like, I didn't know that he was getting anything from my bag and stuff until my little brother told me to observe it.
Well, I would have had to observe him.
Hmm.
I would have really had to pop his head.
No, that's not
really a good thing.
Hmm. What I say?
Yes, I don't think that that's a good thing to tell a child, a teenager, to fight or to pop his head. That's not. I don't think that would be good advice. That wouldn't be what God would want him to do as well.
No, God didn't want that boy to steal his phone either.
Yeah, God didn't want the boy to steal his phone or his wallet. But
so if the next step is to pop his head.
Okay, you say the next step is to pop his head. I don't think
fighting him.
Okay, you said fighting. Okay, well, some people tell kids to fight. Okay, like some people tell kids to fight. I mean, what do you think fighting is going to solve at that point?
It will get you your respect.
But still, if you fight, that really isn't going to solve anything, because it only makes the problem worse, because you both, like, just like before, y'all hold a grudge against each other, and now when y'all hold a grudge against each other, that after the fight and stuff, like, y'all, every time y'all see each other everywhere, y'all would want to fight each other.
Well, no, like, that's not true. Because Well, you let him take your phone, then he took your wallet, then he'll take something else. Just keep letting him take stuff from you then, because there's no way to prevent it other than fighting. He thinks...
Yeah, but violence leads to more violence. Like, that's like, if you, you know, do all, if you actually, like, fighting and stuff, like, that's, like, something that you really ain't supposed to be doing as a human being. I mean, like, you can't just be trying to fight people with a lot. Like, it's like, that's going to make the person look bad.
People had to fight for their rights. I mean, black people got beat up just for their rights. They got whooped. They got everything. So they used to whoopings and stuff.
Like, they had protesters and stuff. They said they weren't going to resolve the violence. They said that they was going to have peaceful protests. They said they weren't going to resolve the violence.
He's going to steal it from you.
It reminds me, Martin Luther King, they had a peaceful protest on the Civil War, on the Civil Rights Movement. Like, they said they was going to have a peaceful protest. They didn't promote no violence or anything. Like, I feel like, to me, really not right.
The white people whooped Martin Luther King and turned them around a couple of times.
But also, look at us right now, like, we all friends and stuff now. Like, we don't really, friends and stuff now. Like, everybody, like they said, like, you know.
You said Martin Luther King made us all peaceful, and he fought for our rights as black people.
Yes.
And he asked for white people and black people to join hands and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of get what you're saying.
But he didn't tell you to join hands with a person that's taking your phone and your wallet and stuff.
Yes, but still, fighting isn't really going to solve the problem. It's just going to add fuel to the fire. Like, you can't really just keep worrying about fighting. So if you keep thinking about fighting stuff a lot, you're going to actually, you're actually going to have a bad personality, like, everybody loves a person and stuff who actually can control themselves around public and stuff. Now, if you keep thinking about fighting all the time and stuff, many people isn't going to like to be around you.
You know, your mother really taught you well about that. That's great. But my advice to you is you got to put a whooping on him because he's going to take something else in a minute.
So you said that I should fight him and stuff, but to be honest, I disagree.
You fought him when he took your merchandise. Now you can't fight him now, but the day that when you saw him with your merchandise, when you heard your merchandise, you should have approached him and got your merchandise back.
Yes, but also at the same time, like, you can't really be doing that stuff. Like, you be doing that stuff, and you'll actually, like, have, like, more problems and stuff escalating. The more problems that you do, like, the more stuff that you do, the more problems escalate. Because, like, you don't know if you might fight the boy, and he might end up jumping you later. Like, he might even end up jumping you, like, when you're outside of something with your friends and stuff. Or you might be stop walking by yourself.
That's what you're afraid of. You better whoop him and pray. Then you won't get jumped. And if they come jump you, then you be ready for him and his people.
Yes, but still, what is fighting going to solve? It really isn't going to solve anything because it just only makes the problem worse. I mean, think about it. Most people fight right now stuff. Like, you know, like, do you have anybody in your family? Do you have anybody in your family who, like, fights a lot of stuff, and then they still hold a grudge towards another person?
Well, I don't know about that, because if you fight somebody, honestly, you like the guy, and he took your wallet and stuff, y'all just cool. You still cool with him. I mean, it's like, what's up, dude?
No, he's not saying that he's cool with the guy. I have another call online as well.
Exactly where I'm coming from, because
when you fighting someone, you can hurt that person, end up putting them in the hospital, or they can turn around and put you in the hospital. All that fighting, putting your hand on people is not worth it. It's not worth it. Let it go. You're going to get some more bill folders. You're going to get some more money. All that do is cause problems. And here come the police involved. I know from experience, because I fought a lot in school. And I stuck this girl in the eye with an ink pen. I damaged that girl's eye, and I never forget that. And that was wrong for me to stick her in her eye with that ink pen. And the police came over to the house. You don't do stuff like that. You're going to think about that for the rest of your life when you damage somebody. You don't want that on your conscience, you know, that you done damaged someone for life and, you know, doing bad stuff to people. That's not what you're supposed to do. Your hand not supposed to go up against no one. God is in control of all that, all that. I have walked away from people, but if you keep on pushing me and pushing me and pushing me, I have found it better to turn my back and walk away before I hurt somebody, because I know my hand is a deadly weapon by itself. It's a deadly weapon.
I appreciate you for sharing that, because sometimes you have to understand that a lot of people don't understand that people feel like you're trying to make a mockery of them by saying your hands be deadly weapons of that nature, but in real life, most people don't give into consideration that when they say that you're trying to, when you tell a person, like, I hurt you, they feel like you're trying to threaten them or overbear them. Like Deshaun said earlier, he said that that's when a person's pride step in, and that might make the other person feel like, what you mean you're going to do this to me, or what you mean you're going to hurt me? But at the same time, you're not telling them. You're telling them the truth. You're speaking the truth. Like, you know that you know what you can do, but you don't know what they're capable of doing either, so you don't want to get into a confrontation with anybody and carry on like that. You don't want to have to hurt people. You want to keep your hand and feed it to yourself.
I'm going to tell you, the best thing to do is go tell your teacher or call the police. Report it before you hurt them.
They heard you.
You go tell the
Hold on, we have to speak one at a time so that we can hear each other speak. Go ahead, caller 7380.
Oh, yeah. You go ahead, and if you walk away and you just go tell someone, tell your teacher or tell someone or call the police, because if you call the police, you're doing the right thing. Because the next time they keep doing it, and if they keep on doing it, then you turn around. If you taking charge of your own, it'll be on record, you see? It'll be on record that you did warn him not to keep messing with you. So you just taking, you got five senses God give you, five senses. And that is the first thing. You do the right thing. Go tell someone. Call the police. Report that person have done you wrong. Instead of messing with you, you don't take it up on your own to be the law and fight and then get into violence. All that don't do nothing but cause problems. Cause problems with your family. When you in trouble, your whole family's off into it. That's the way I feel about it. That hurts everybody. And when somebody hurts you, it hurt me too. I don't feel it physically, but mindly, it bothers me too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good that you shared that, because he has to understand, and everybody else that's listening, some people come into situations like this all the time, and they don't like to handle it in that manner. Other people like to handle it in different manners. And I appreciate you for saying that. Caller 5441, what do you have to say about that?
And I admire him, the way he's grown up to be a young man, taking charge of his life the way he is. He will live in life and go a long ways with that, because
God created him, and he know his heart, and he know. And what he's speaking of, the way he's raised, that's good for young men to know that there's still some young men out here that's not violent. He needs to carry that out and be himself, and don't let nobody change you from being who you are. Nobody.
Thank you. We have a caller at 5441. Hello, what do you feel about the situation?
I mean, if he wants people to take stuff from him, he can, but I wouldn't turn my back on a situation like that. I mean, even though your hands can be a lethal weapon, I mean, you know how far to go. If somebody can't fight, you know not to kill them. So just beat them up real good and show them, hey, you can't take my stuff. Yeah, you can't keep taking my stuff. Because if you keep taking my stuff, you put me in a hole. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna need to put you in some type of hole.
So I understand your aspect of it as well. You're saying that sometimes a person has to be taught to leave you alone. And I mean, in the Bible, they do that. Some stuff in the Bible tell you about fights and brawls that they've had, and you know,
about the Bible. I'm talking about real life stuff that's going on. I mean, yes, we have God amongst us. So if the boy needs to get beat up real good, then he needs to get beat up real good. God will watch over both of them.
You're right. God is watching over both of them. That's what I'm saying. And what I'm telling you is that there's nothing that we're doing inside this world that hasn't happened in the Bible already. So the things that he's going through right now has went on in the Bible as well. And what I'm telling you is that in the Bible, people killed in the Bible as well. And I mean, but God knows your heart. And what I'm trying to tell him is that if you're going into these things and you're knowing that you're going into these things trying to harm somebody, then now, you know, God is a forgiving God, but if he knows your heart. And so he knows what you're ready to do at that point. And like you just said, sometimes you have to put your hands on people in order to make them understand that what you're saying and what you're doing is for real. And I mean, at that point, you know what I'm saying, at some point, maybe it gets to that at some point, but I feel like if you can avoid trouble, you're supposed to avoid trouble as much as you can possible. And that's what we should teach our kids and teach ourselves. It's good to turn the
So, I mean, he just came to him. And when trouble comes to you, you have to defend yourself. That's how I'm defending yourself. If he put your hand on your property, he have the reason to get beat up because he have your property.
Yeah, we get what you said. You have a legal right to defend anything that belongs to you. But if it's not harming you, or hurting you within your person, you know what I'm saying? Like within your person,
that's hurting you because the people just stole your stuff. That's hurting you. Your heart is hurt.
Those are things that's replaceable. That's what I'm saying. But everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying that you're right. I'm saying that everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And that's what I'm saying. That's why we come on Street Talk every Friday night and we talk about these things. Because, like you say, you feel like you're supposed to stand up for your rights. Like, you do supposed to stand up for your rights. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I appreciate your thoughts and your concerns. And, I mean, I understand your thoughts and your concerns. But what I'm saying is, at what point do you feel like it's time to stop fighting? And it's time not to fight. Do you ever not fight?
Oh, I don't fight. But if somebody come bother me, best believe I'm going to get on their rope. Yeah, I don't fight. I don't bother people. I don't talk to people, do nothing. So when it comes to me, I'm a handle it, and I'm a godly person. I know God. I don't know the Bible, but I do believe in God and everything else. I go to church when I feel like it and everything else. But I'm just not going to let the devil just intervene with me and come just come in, steal my stuff, and steal my joy at the same time. No, I'm going to have to get happy some type of way, so I'm going to have to do something about it.
So you feel like you're happy? I'm sorry.
You shouldn't be happy by feeling like you need to beat up somebody, because that's hurting. That hurts when you got to turn around and beat up somebody to feel good about it. That's not good. You asked to kill somebody.
Yourself feel better. If you stole my stuff, what's going to make me feel better? Either I'm going to take it as a loss and go home with my heart hurt telling everybody he stole my stuff, or I'm going to handle it.
I have done that before. I have been there. Where he's been, I've been there. I know this person done took something from me, and I tell him, I know you did it. You can have it. But I tell you what, you won't get away with it. You know why? God is in control. And I know this person took this. I know this person did this.
I didn't have somebody.
Believe me, somebody else did them worse than they did me. Somebody else did it. I didn't have to do it.
I done had somebody stuff. And believe me, I did them worse at things.
Listen to what I'm saying. What goes around comes around. He spoke about that earlier as well. He said we all discovered that's called karma. You don't have to actually put your physical hands on anybody in order to make them understand what you're feeling. But as adolescents, we don't know how to handle things, so we do. We do tend to go ahead and put our hands on other people and feel like we got to touch them up in order for them to understand that what they've done to us was wrong. But what I'm saying is, as you grow older, you don't have to do those things, because they say when you grow older, you put the childish things away. And I feel like at some point, that's being a part of being child's play. You learn with growth. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put your hands on anybody to make them respect you. That's what we're talking about on tonight, respect and loyalty and respecting each other.
But that child is not bipolar like the rest of these folks, such as myself, because I would have had to go on some type of way. But it wouldn't have just beating them up, but it would have been, they wouldn't have got away from me till I done did something. But
okay, I understand that. We have a new caller at 1584. How are you on tonight? Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Red.
Hi, Red. We're on tonight. We're speaking about a situation. Deshaun shared a situation to where he said a fellow that's his age, they're teenagers, stole his wallet out of his backpack, and the people at his school stole his phone and all this here. And we have a couple of callers online. One caller said that she feels like he should turn the other cheek, because what goes around comes around, and he don't have to put his hands on anybody in order to make them understand that what they done was wrong. You tell them what's wrong, and you move forward, because God can handle it better. And we have another caller online that says that at some point you have to put your hands on people in order to make people to stop touching yourself, because at some point it makes you feel better within yourself in order to she feels better by beating them back up, because she don't want to leave and let nobody just take her stuff. She want everybody to feel her pain as well. So what is your standpoint on that? What advice would you give the young man who said he had this situation?
I'm saying I would have fought him too, you know what I'm saying, just to let him know not to steal my stuff, you know what I'm saying, and let him know that I'm not a person to be stealing from him, you know what I'm saying.
But do you feel like with them being teenagers, we telling them to fight, okay, when they get older, if they continue to fight, where are they going? That's assault cases and
they're gonna end up in jail. But I mean it's like, you know, as us being humans, we know it's a time and a place when to do things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so always somebody, if you grow up fighting and stuff, it's always somebody better than you are. And you're gonna meet that person before you leave this world. If you think you can bully somebody and fight, and you bad,
we're
you don't.
Not,
I'm not saying that he should be bullying nobody. I'm just saying defend himself, like, and stand up for himself, you know what I'm saying, and defend himself and you know what I'm saying, defend his property. That's all I'm saying.
He as a 14-year-old young man just said that he feels as if Martin Luther King and things like that, it's a certain thing as a peaceful way to fight. You can fight peacefully. And you can fight peacefully by calling the authorities.
Yeah,
that's why
can.
They have things set up. They have authority figures, adult figures that he can go to and talk to.
That's true also.
The kids now these days are raising the parents. The kids now these days are more intelligent than their parents are now these days. I see that in the life that I'm living now, because
they
said in the Bible these days, God said that these days here will come to pass. I see these days now. Mothers right now today don't have values like the mothers back in the days. The children know how they feel. The way the Lord created these children now, they're more wilder than the mothers today in this world.
In the days, ma'am, they fought.
She letting you know that back in the days that it was that people. She letting you know that kids nowadays are smarter than the parents. She's saying that God is instilling something in these kids nowadays to where they understand life and they don't feel like they have to come out fighting. And the parents are still stuck in the old days where they fighting, and you don't have to fight in order to get something done. The kids know that they supposed to. Some kids don't know that you're supposed to go to an adult, and I'm glad that some parents still stick to some of the old remedies where you go, like, you don't have to fight. Everything is not worth fighting for. You pick and choose your battles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some things are worth fighting for.
These kids coming out now, the one God created and making in their mother's womb now these days are smarter and wiser than their mothers are. I'm telling you, I know, and I'm looking at it from life with my own eyes. The kids are born.
That's each generation. Each generation gets smarter, wiser. That's each generation.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the people. It's all what God created. Still turning back to what God created. Their souls, their minds, their spirits. All of it is still combined.
How can they shine? His mom taught him very well, and also his mom knew he was, if he letting people steal his stuff, she know not to buy him no more expensive stuff.
Yeah, you supposed to train a child in the way that they should go. You're supposed to train a child in the way that they should go. You train that child in the way that they should go, they will not leave that. They're going to always go back to it. They might leave it, but they're going to come back. That child knows when to take care of his balance.
Yeah.
You feel like you have balance as far as knowing right from wrong. Do you feel like you have a balance? Like, what is your outlook? Do you find it hard in today's society? I know you get to start your talk show on Thursday night with the teens and things like that. So you're going to be hosting your own talk show and speaking with the children about things that's going on with the teens. What is your outlook? Go ahead, Carla.
I do believe this. I'm going to say this and I'll get off the phone, but I do believe to stay out of children's affairs, going in school, and they stay out of their
we can't hear. I apologize. We couldn't hear what you said. You have to say it again. We couldn't hear what you said.
I say I do believe this. If mothers stay out of children's affairs as they're growing up and going through school, mothers cause problems for children when they go into school, because them children can take care of their own balance. They can fight their own battle on them own. But when parents step into it, these kids got to go to the 12th grade through school. Mother's not going to always be right there with that child going to school every day. Them children going to be there. All of them kids they go to school with going to be there with them. And their mother's not going to be able to watch their back all the time. Children will learn to fight their battle themselves as going to school. Mothers need to stay out of it. They don't
that's
need
what
to
I'm
get
saying.
In it.
We all understand that, but
everybody
at some point.
Everybody love their child. Everybody love their kids. Everybody love them kids. And but you have to step back and let the children fight their own battles as growing up, going to school. You don't need to go up to the school to try to fight their battles for them. They're going to take care of their own self. God got their back.
Are you aware that they want more parent involvement in schools nowadays? And that's the only way that they're making it nowadays is with parent involvement. And you don't go up to the school. If your child is getting into it with somebody, you don't go up to the school and fight the kids or get into any trouble. You let the teachers be aware of what's going on the outside because if you don't
know what's going on
the outside, then nobody's going to know what's going on. And the teachers and the principals appreciate it because if you allow a child, they have gangs and they have things still going on in the schoolhouse. And if you allow your child to go up to the schoolhouse after they've got in trouble over the weekend or they've gotten into it with somebody over the weekend and you don't at least let the counselor or youth action officer, that's why they have those people intact. So if they can know, you don't let them know where your child can be hurt up there at the schoolhouse and you wouldn't know anything about it because you're not involving yourself and your child is not going to go to the school and tell the people because the kids and families are scared to go tell the people because they feel like everybody's going to call them a snitch and things of that nature. So if you just call up to the schoolhouse and just let the authority figures know what's going on, they know they have steps in tech to handle things of that nature. They don't go in and just start problems for the people, but they do watch. And you don't keep your eyes off of the child. I think that you have to watch children so that they won't go astray. And you have to give them space enough to grow, but you have to still watch them. You have to still be there for them.
I'm not saying you can't call and check on your child, but see, also the parents are sitting up there watching some kids and tell them they better stand up there and fight their child. And that's
not right. They're taking
the mama and the kid to jail. If they stand up and let them kids fight like that, this time of day, they taking both of them to jail. Both of them going. If they know that parent out there with their child and they fighting like that, they taking them to jail. Both of them.
That's not good.
They taking
that's
the whole
family thing.
To jail.
Mm-hmm. That's not a good thing to even try to orchestrate fights like that. You don't do that. If a child is going to fight, they're going to fight anyway. But you don't go up there and stand around and watch the children fight. You try to tell the kids don't fight. But sometimes, like the other caller said on the phone, sometimes some people have to be whooped and sometimes they just have to because sometimes people are teaching their kids that. And I think it's sad that people teach their kids. Because we have some people, like it was a couple of callers on the phone tonight that just said that they teach their kids to fight. But that's bad when you have other people that's teaching their kids not to fight. But you have people teaching kids different ways to each its own.
You have people that's teaching them how to protect themselves. That's why they go to fight karate classes and
you don't teach a child to fight. A lot of children they come with a personality. A child will book you if they want to. I mean, fight if they want to. It's not something that's taught. I mean, just like that child that was on the phone, that's not in his personality just to fight somebody. Somebody might have to really push him or do something bad that just really wrap him up to fight. You don't teach a child to fight.
That's right.
Yeah, but
that child reminds me so much of myself. You can go so far, but that child, when they get into it with someone, it's going to hurt somebody. Because, I mean, you can push a person a long time, and it don't bother them until they keep on bullying them. And especially, you know, that child reminds me a lot of myself. Really.
Yeah, I understand that.
child probably can file like a bullying charge for that dude since everybody want to be private and not. He is so proper about the situation.
I mean, a person can do something right now to me, and I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to be very kind to them, and knowing that they have done something to me. That's taking
yeah,
up,
that's for
you. You know,
that's when you go to praying for people. When people hurt you, sometimes you can just pray about it and leave it to God. You let it loose for God and let God handle it. Because like one of y'all said earlier, God can fix things way better than we can. And we feel like at that moment we won't change at that moment. But sometimes change don't have to be at that moment. Change will come. That person is gonna pay. If that person has done wrong to you, that person is gonna pay for it down the line. Think if they're gonna pay for it or not? We don't even have to stand around and see the payment. It's gonna come around, you know. Karma.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way of the world. Things that go on in the world, it all comes back to you. So that's why you teach your kid to do the right thing, and that way they don't have to worry about the bad things that's gonna happen to the other people because they know that they're doing the right thing. As long as you know you're doing the right thing, you don't have to worry about it. God has your back no matter what. He will not go astray. He will not go nowhere. We go astray from God. God leads us. He's always here with us. We don't want to turn our back. God don't turn his back on us. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forever will be. He's not changing. We change up. We go into the world, and we the world. And, I mean, we argue, we cuss, we do all kind of things. But, I mean, like I said before, it's us. It's what you teach a child. Like you said earlier, it's what you teach a child in the way that you want them to go so they won't go astray from it. Even if they do go astray from it, something in the back of their head going to be like, okay, when they get into an altercation, they might know how to handle it better. They might know how to go to the authority figures go to God. You know what I'm saying? People laugh when you say go to God. They feel like they laugh in your face. But like Sean said earlier, he said, your pride steps in the way sometimes, and you want to handle things on your own, and you want to do the bad things, but then he takes into consideration of, if I do this bad thing, then something bad may happen to me, so let me just step back from it and don't do that bad thing because I know it's a consequence for my action as well. But as long as I don't do anything that harms or hurt nobody, if I feel like if you're not harmed or hurt real bad about nothing, you don't have nothing to worry about, even if you are harmed real bad. You still go to authority figure and you pray to God, and God will lead you through. God saves people. God is love. God is not an orchestrator of violence and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? He don't do. You know what I'm saying? That's not within him. God is love. He's kind. He's something.
That's all it is, love. That's right. And I believe every child that God created in this world, if they have fell off a track and gone astray, before they leave this world, they're going to know there's a God and who's been with him all the time before they leave this world. You're going to see God has always been there with you no matter what. All you've been through and all you're going through, you can go in the clubs, you can go in the pool, you can go everywhere, but you're still taking God wherever you go. That's anybody.
You still taking God in
everywhere you go. You still taking God with you. God's spirit is in each.
Thank you all for calling on tonight. I apologize for cutting you off, but we only have 50 something seconds left for the show. And I appreciate you all for coming on Blog Talk Radio on tonight. And I want to say thank you all for calling, and make sure y'all call again on next Friday from 8:00 to 9:00 p.m. 310-982-4126, and I thank all you all for calling, and God bless, and I want you all to have a good week, and I appreciate everything that you all have said on this phone on tonight, and God bless, and y'all keep in mind that God is love, and you all will have a better time, and you will go further in life knowing that God hears all things, he can take care of all things, he'll take care of you, me, and everybody else. God is love. Thank you all for calling on tonight.
Amen.
God bless. You all have a nice night.
Is this on the actual radio camera or is it just online?